And Voice News, the Global Link.
41-year-old man dies from stab wound. Zaka urges government to prioritize consumers in pricing of goods. And Trump tells military to prepare for action against Islamist militants in Nigeria. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. The Zambia Police Service has confirmed that one person has died following an altercation around 7 hours in Chaisa compound in Lusaka yesterday. A report was received at 9 hours by Emmasdale Police Station from a female identified as Rebecca Banda, aged 42, of Chaisa compound, who reported that a male identified as Inambao Inambao, aged 41, of the same compound, was murdered by Beauty Namukanje, aged 27, of Chaisa compound. It is alleged that the incident occurred following a dispute involving a love affair. Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga says preliminary investigations indicate that the deceased, who had been staying with a male friend, and the suspect, who is alleged to have been involved in a secret affair with the deceased. Mr. Hamonga stated that when the friend discovered the relationship, he reportedly assaulted the girlfriend. Yesterday, in the morning, the suspect is reported to have confronted the deceased for revealing the affair to her boyfriend, said Mr. Hamonga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Hamonga revealed that a fight ensued, which the suspect allegedly picked up a knife and stabbed the deceased, who died on the spot. He mentioned that police officers visited the scene and found the body of the deceased lying facing upwards with a deep stab wound on the left side of the chest. He added that the suspect, Beauty Namukanje, has been apprehended and is currently in police custody.
Yesterday in the morning, the suspect is reported to have confronted the deceased for revealing the affair to her boyfriend. A fight ensued, during which the suspect allegedly picked a knife and stabbed the deceased, who died on the spot. Police officers visited the scene and found the body of the deceased lying facing upwards with a deep stab wound on the left side of the chest. The body has since been deposited in the visiting hospital mortuary, awaiting postmortem examination. The suspect, Beauty Namukanje, has been detained in police custody. A docket of case has been opened and investigations are ongoing.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has issued licenses to 40 new manufacturers of beverages, food and non-food products covered by compulsory standards in 6 provinces as of the third quarter of 2025. The agency has recorded an increase in the issuance of licenses as compared to the second quarter of 2025, underscoring the agency's commitment to protect public health and safety. ZICSA Acting Manager Communications and Public Relations, Onesius Mamba, revealed that Lusaka province had the highest number of new licensed manufacturers at 26, followed by Central with 7, Northwestern with 3, Eastern with 2, while Western and Southern province recorded 1 each. Mr. Mamba said that the new manufacturers are involved in the production of mini meal, wheat flour, cooking oil, fruit flavored drinks, jam, packaged drinking water, among others. This will result in improved product safety, increased chances of success through compliance with regulatory requirements, as well as increased market access, said Mr. Mamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Mamba has urged potential producers of products covered by compulsory standards to engage the agency before starting their production to ensure their entities are properly guided and equipped based on regulatory requirements for their products of interest.
The new manufacturers have invested in the production of mealie-meal, wheat flour, cooking oil, fruit-flavored drinks, jam, packaged drinking water, beverages, dishwashing liquid, and stock feed. ZICSA is urging potential producers of products covered by compulsory standards to engage the agency before starting their production so that their entities are properly guided and equipped with necessary knowledge on the regulatory requirements for their products of interest.
Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has acknowledged the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry's intention to introduce price controls on essential commodities such as fertilizers and cooking oil, among others. Association Executive Secretary Juma Sakala noted that while this move aims to cushion consumers from escalating prices and ensure affordability of basic goods, the government should implement such measures cautiously and transparently. In an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Mr. Sakala said he is of the view that price controls, if not well managed, can lead to artificial shortages, hoarding, and a reduction in product quality as suppliers struggle to meet costs. He said the end goal should be to protect consumers without discouraging production or distorting the market. We recommend that the ministry conduct thorough consultations with all stakeholders, including manufacturers, distributors, and consumer groups, to establish fair and sustainable pricing mechanisms, Mr. Sakala stated. Mr. Sakala has called for enhanced market monitoring, anti-profiteering measures, and stronger enforcement against unfair trade practices. He reiterated Zaka's commitment in collaborating with government and private sector players to promote a balanced approach that safeguards both consumer welfare and business sustainability. The University Teaching Hospital, UTH Adult Hospital, has partnered with Date Resources Foundation, DRF, in the Red Heart campaign to facilitate the safe repatriation of spine injury and other long-term patients who require specialized home-based care and support. The exercise involved the safe transfer of a spine injury patient to his home with an ambulance crew and nurse escort provided by the foundation. Speaking during the exercise, UTH Adult Hospital Principal Social Welfare Officer Stephen Mwape says the campaign seeks to mobilize resources and partnerships to assist patients who are medically fit for discharge but remain admitted due to logistical and financial challenges related to transport and continuous care needs. Mr. Mwape said through this program, patients with chronic respiratory and kidney conditions, many of whom struggle to access home-based treatment, will also be supported. He said the initiative is a welcome and timely intervention that brings hope to patients and families facing challenges in accessing specialized transport and home-based care. Ms. Mwape commended Debt Resources Foundation for its compassion and partnership in supporting patients beyond hospital care. In African news, U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered the military to prepare for action in Nigeria to tackle Islamist militant groups, accusing the government of failing to protect Christians. Trump did not say which killings he was referring to, but claims of a genocide against Nigeria's Christians have been circulating in recent weeks and months in some right-wing U.S. circles. Groups monitoring violence say there is no evidence to suggest that Christians are being killed more than Muslims in Nigeria, which is roughly evenly divided between followers of the two religions. Coming up shortly, fire at a shop in Mexico kills 23, officials say. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. A fire that broke out at a discount shop in Mexico has killed at least 23 people and injured 11 others, local officials say. The blaze broke out on Saturday in the center of the northwestern city of Hermosillo at a branch of Waldo's, Mexico's largest discount chain. Multiple local authorities described the incident as an explosion, though regional governor Alfonso Durazo said the exact cause had yet to be determined. The Sonora State Public Security Secretariat said it had ruled out the possibility